I'll call him back, I guess.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I think we got cut off there.
Yeah, well, I'm driving up the Napa Valley here, and there's two or three spots that aren't good, and I think I just went through.
Yeah, probably sounds like it. But yeah, I was just following up on that offer. It was based on some lending that you guys had done with Wells Fargo. Looked like it was for some equipment a few years back, if you recall that. And I just kind of wanted to follow up, see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline at all. Maybe you were looking to take advantage of Section 179, get some equipment, or had any projects coming
up. We are looking at doing that again, and in November is probably going to be our window. We're actually looking at moving a couple of heavy pieces of equipment right now, selling them, and then replace them with a couple of different pieces that we think of to our service a little better. So,
very nice.
We can definitely talk about that because I'm not married to Wells Fargo or whatever. They've been good to us, and we have a lot of stuff with them. But it is what it is when you deal with a company of that size. I'm not sure how big Bank of Cardiff is, but probably smaller than Wells Fargo, but I don't know about that. But anyway, so I think we probably ought to look into it.
Great.
But we're probably a few weeks to a month away before I've got to move a couple of little things through the Caterpillar dealer before I think I get completely sold on moving forward. So, we probably ought to just stay in touch via phone or email or whatever, but
Probably
need to give me a couple of weeks. What is this? This is around October 10th to 15th, right? Is this week,
right.
I think?
Correct.
Yeah, so realistically, a month from now is probably when I'll be wanting to make a move. So probably in about 2 to 3 weeks from now, I'll start. Hopefully, by then we'll have already sold or we know what we're going to sell. And I do have an appointment with a Caterpillar dealer at the end of the week to look at what they've got going on, and we want to trade in a late model backhoe that we have and stuff like that. So,
gotcha.
I wouldn't mind talking to you about it and following up with you and just seeing where your rates are and the kind of service you guys have and all that.
Absolutely. That'd be great. What kind of equipment are you looking to bring on?
Well, we need a over-the-road truck and trailer for one. Heavier equipment than we have now.
Right.
And because we've got, dozer, backhoes, excavators, and stuff. And So we're looking at getting our own truck and trailer to move that stuff around. And we don't want to buy, we don't tend to buy older, cheap stuff. We tend to spend a little bit more money and buy late model stuff.
Right. Lasts a lot longer.
Yeah. Well, it does, and there's nothing worse than going to do something and you have a problem. Then, man, you lose money quick that way, or
big
lose
time.
The ability to make money. So, I always think of opportunity costs when it comes to buying, when you're buying old stuff and everything. So, but that's kind
of
where we're at. There is one new excavator, a 308 Cat, that we're looking at, but more than likely, Caterpillar will make us a screaming deal.
We'll probably
end up paying them a little more retail, and then they'll give us 0% interest or something like that.
Right. I can see that.
But that's the only new piece of equipment we're looking at. Everything else, but we're talking about selling off probably $150,000, $200,000 worth of equipment here in the next few weeks. And we don't need the cash, or we don't want to necessarily just turn that into cash. We want to go ahead and reinvest that into the business and everything. So.
Correct. Okay.
Well, good. All right. Well,
Perfect.
Let's stay in touch. Let's touch base about the 10th of November. Can you give me a call back then?
Absolutely.
Whatever, if that's a weekend, whatever corresponding day before or after.
Right. Okay, yeah, I can absolutely do that. Do you have, you told me last time, I believe the email for you was contact@kaiserbuilds.com. Is that still the right one you want the info to?
No, that's different. It's Kaiser01@comcast.net.
kaiser01@comcast.net.
Yeah, go ahead and contact me that way, and that'll be even easier, and then I can get back to you if I need to sooner.
Perfect, then. I'll go ahead and shoot over my information to you through the email, and hopefully get in contact that way.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, we got mortgage through, you know, via phone, and I think the last couple cars we bought, we financed, you know, over online and via the phone. So, yeah, there's no reason we can't move forward on stuff like this. The only thing that might be odd is, you know, we're out in California. Where are you located?
I'm actually also out in California.
Oh, that's easy, but
yeah.
There's a darn good chance that we might end up buying, you know, a truck and trailer from out of state, just because there's sometimes better deals out of state.
Yeah, of course, you always got to shop.
It's not a smog situation, you know, with the over-the-road trucks, the big trucks, we'd obviously would get some of the California EPA. So.
Perfect.
All right. Well, good.
Do you know, just a quick question for you, do you know how much you were looking to bring on for that equipment? Or are you not quite sure about that?
I would guess probably say between 130 and 170,000, something like that.
130 to 170. Cool.
Yeah, that's probably where we'd be at for, because we've been looking at the equipment, the prices and everything. That's kind of where it's at right now.
Gotcha. And then you were looking to replace, or were you looking to add on top?
No, that'd be add on top. We're going to sell a few things also. But like I said, I think the equipment that we're getting rid of, there's a darn good chance that it's Caterpillar equipment. There's a darn good chance the Caterpillar dealer will facilitate just moving our equipment to a different, you know, selling to a different company and then crediting us towards a new purchase of another excavator.
Yeah, I absolutely see them doing that too.
they usually do that stuff. But, you know, if they don't, you know, the Caterpillar dealer, you know, you got to be careful, because if they've got somebody that really wants what we have, well, then they really give us a good price. Yeah. But what happens is if they don't have somebody right that moment that wants something badly that we have, then they really try to get it for little or nothing so they can guarantee a big return. And so it kind of depends on where they're at, and that's why I have to actually meet up with our rep, Paul Smith, and go over with him.
And go over all the numbers and things, yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell him what we want and what we... He pretty much already knows, but... you know, their biggest question is what we're willing to get rid of. We got close to $1 million worth of heavy equipment.
Oh, wow, okay.
So,
good, very nice.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit. We've been in this for a while, so we probably are going to move 3 or 4 pieces this year that we're just not using a lot anymore.
Wow, gotcha. I assume you expect a pretty good return on investment with this?
Yeah. That's one nice thing. We buy all the same model. It's not brand new. You know, it's usually Caterpillar equipment. We also have John Deere and Yanmar as our main people we stick with. And that equipment always brings really nice prices. We don't buy the lesser, smaller brand names. We stick with it because we always get back, and it's super easy to sell. So.
Right. Yeah, especially.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, if you got an excavator in nice shape, got a Caterpillar on the side, nobody's afraid of it.
Yeah, everyone's going to buy that, definitely.
Everybody's going to buy it. Parts are easy and quick to find, and, you know, so, as you know, like we said, in construction, if you've got something to dig, it's usually got to be dug and dug right away, and if you can't tell somebody, well, I got to wait for 2 weeks for a part from my excavator to come in that case, you just move on to the next guy. So.
Right. Yeah, that'd be much easier. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, good talking to you, and get it back a hold of me and send me that information, and I'll save it.
Yeah.
You know, in my contacts, so that once we get a little closer, and we're not far away, we're just wrapping up some paperwork this week on another business venture we're going into, so I'm pretty much tied down with brain power this week, but next week we'll have a little more time to think about it.
A little more info. Okay, great. I mean, do you have a couple minutes right now just so I kind of get a better understanding of how this might look on paper?
Yeah, just a couple. Yeah,
if you have a couple minutes, so just, if you don't mind, like, how does your credit look? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle? Really?
No, we're up the top. I mean, my personal is
right.
Usually floating around 800.
Beautiful.
Right around there.
Love hearing that.
I mean, at times it depends on what we're financing or what we're, you know, where our credit. Because a lot of times we'll use, you know, credit towards something. So I'd say on a low end, we're probably 760, something like that.
Oof.
But usually we're about 795 to 805, I would say.
Oh, man. I love hearing
we're
that.
We're usually pretty good. We're usually pretty solid.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. How were sales for you last year?
Last year, I think we did about... Let me think about this, because I get confused about my years. I think the year before,
mm-hmm.
we were around 1.1 million in sales, and last year, I think we were lower. I think we were 990,000 or something. I think we barely missed a million in gross construction receipts last year.
Oh, really? Why did it go down from the year before? Just curious.
We did a real big job. We had a shopping center, Safeway shopping center remodeled at the same time. So I went from like 12 guys to 20 guys, and once that job was done, we actually let those 8 guys go back. You know, they all found jobs. We didn't just lay them all off. We started letting them move to other jobs, and we were wrapping it up. And that's fine. I just don't feel the need to be. You know, $1 million is really easy for us to do.
Right.
And comfortable, and we can still have a life because we've done more, and it's, you know, it's just the stress is almost not worth it.
I'm sure it gets really hectic.
Yeah, we could definitely take on more than we do, and I'm actually thinking the next we're going to get into some commercial work more. We already do commercial work, but we're going to kind of push our way out of the residential and focus on more commercial, light industrial, and so those numbers will probably go up.
Very nice. What are you guys on track for this year?
This year, I think we're actually really low this year. Because I actually took some time off this year. I took a month off, but I think this year we're probably going to be lucky to hit 800,000 or 900,000.
800,000 or 900,000, okay.
Yeah, this year we're going to be much lower, and that's and I've turned down work, so that's almost not almost.
Fair.
It's purposeful. We had some other things and some my sick elderly parents we had to take care of and some things like that. So.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty hands-on when it comes to managing the company, so I'm not going to have, you know, just other guys out there running the jobs. I mean, I do have other guys running the jobs, but I won't be gone for a month or two and just keep adding on jobs with guys. We like to keep it kind of small and tight.
Yeah.
We've gotten bigger, and I just didn't enjoy it. Yeah.
Right. No, I completely understand where you're coming from. Have you guys been in business for a long time?
1995.
Oh, okay. So you guys are pretty well established then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Very
nice. I've been self-employed since like 19.
Oh, wow. How'd you get into the industry?
1990, I think. Actually, I was a manager for a while and then ended up company manager and then ended up just seeing the opportunity in the Napa Valley where we live in construction. And, well, I went to college because I got a college degree. I got a bachelor's degree in business, and I was my cousin that I lived with was a general contractor, and so I kind of saw the opportunities that were out there and things that I wanted to do and be involved in, so I made a conscious decision to get into construction.
Wow. Interesting. That's pretty cool. So it was just right after college?
No, I had a sheet metal shop, fabrication. We did metal, sheet metal, and custom fabrication. We had a Facebook machine and sheet metal shop for 8-9 years and after college, and then just decided that when I moved, I was in Sacramento when I moved to Napa Valley. Construction would be a smarter way to go, and it turned out to be, so I got lucky.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
And Napa Valley is a good place to be a builder.
Good. Glad to hear that. One more question for you. I know I'm taking a lot of your time here, but...
No, that's all right. We're good. I'm getting ready to pull into the job, so we're okay.
Good. I'm glad. Do you currently have any loans out right now?
I've got a construction loan with Caterpillar.
Right.
And, I've got my own home loans.
Yeah. But for house, the business, I mean?
Let's see. We got a 2016 F-550 dump truck. That's a loan that's outstanding. It was probably 60 when we started. It's probably at 45 or 50. And then we've got a backhoe that was 120,000 new Caterpillar one, and that's probably down to 50,000 maybe.
Oh, okay.
But that's it.
That's it? That's all you've got? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, your file, without me looking at it on paper already, looks pretty beautiful. I'll let you know that from now.
Oh, good. We tend to try and stay pretty solid, and sometimes I hurt my cash flow by paying stuff off quicker than I should when I have good rates.
Right.
I could have a lot more cash in the bank and let loans float, but I kind of, we're solid enough, and we got quite a bit of equity in the company, and the company owns a lot of assets,
great,
real estate and stuff, so, great. Yeah, I mean, we're pretty solid, and I would hate to have a cash crunch, but for the most part, we're pretty good.
You're sitting pretty tight still, that's good.
Yeah, we're all right.
Good, glad to hear that. Okay, I mean, sounds like I got most of the information that I was looking for out of you, and I'm definitely going to be in touch with you. I'm going to go ahead and shoot over that email to you with, my additional information on myself and the company, and I'm going to follow up with you. You said November 10th, correct?
Yes, whatever, yeah, the 5th, thinking that, I'm trying to think what... I've got to go down to L.A. for a couple of days.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be in L.A. from Wednesday through Sunday.
Right.
And it might be here. Let me look at my calendar. It might be the first week of December or November. Let me look real quick.
Sure, no problem.
I don't want you to call when I'm not going to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, of course, no problem.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, the 9th through the 13th, I'll be out of town.
Out of town, okay.
And so then, I'll be gone from that Wednesday until Sunday. I'll be in L.A., and then we'll be gone the week of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And let's see, so probably...
You think that first week of November?
I was going to say, we were supposed to go to Arizona that on the first week of November, but we're not now. So, yeah, that's it. So, call me more like the 3rd.
The 3rd, okay.
3rd of November. Yeah, that'd be better. And that's still almost 3 weeks away.
Yeah, so it's still it's a good amount of time. And then is around the afternoon, around this time, is the best time for you?
Yeah, 2 o'clock is the next.
Yes,
1 to 2 o'clock is, because we always go to lunch pretty early, and usually if I'm in a meeting with an architect or something, and hopefully we usually meet at 11. I try and make my lunch meetings from 11:30 to 12:30, and sometimes they go long if we got stuff to go, but usually by 1:30 I'm out.
Perfect. Excellent. Ooh. Sounds great then. I'm definitely going to be giving you a call back on the 3rd of November around 1 to 2 p.m. And we'll be in touch. I'll go ahead and shoot that email over to you right now.
Sounds good. All right. Look forward to talking to you then.
All right.
Have a good afternoon.
You too, Alan. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.